We've had two separate calls from Richfield, the latest from 69th and Clinton, indicating a very definite buildup and a threatening way that the clouds are breaking up. Now, here again, it could just be activity of storm clouds, and it could be tornadoes, but on a night like this, you have to be alerted for everything, and this is the second call within the past 5 minutes from Richfield on a buildup of very menacing clouds. Again, the counties that are on immediate alert are Polk, St. Croix, Barron, and Dunn counties, but we've had a new buildup over Coon Rapids, which already has had the effect of the primary system we've been talking about. Dick?
Here's an all clear now from the Twin Cities Aero Weather Bureau for the counties of Chisago and Washington. The tornadoes sighted earlier are now moving out of that area into Wisconsin, but they will continue the tornado warning for Polk, St. Croix, Pierce, Barron, and Dunn counties in Wisconsin for the next 2 hours. We can relieve the minds of some folks, though, in Chisago and Washington County, Minnesota, for the time being.
Now, a report from Lake Elmo, and the sighting, is it in progress right now?
Yes, it's in progress right now.
Can you tell us about it?
It's right above us. It's awful, very black.
Uh-huh. And are you actually seeing a funnel cloud, or are they just extremely menacing black clouds?
No, they are funnel clouds. It's gathering up around them.
Uh-huh. Now, are you in a position where you can talk to us, or would you rather head for something more secure?
No, we're going downstairs right now.
Well, fine. This is at Lake Elmo.
Right.
Thank you very much, sir.
East of Lake Elmo.
Just east of Lake Elmo.
Right. Thank you, sir.
We tried to contact Lake Elmo Airport a minute ago and got no answer. It may be shut down, or it may be that they're busy.
They may be very busy indeed, because an airport is most vulnerable in storms like this, that's for sure. In fact, the first report of a touchdown was at the Crystal Airport. Dick, there was no immediate indication of damage there, but that was the very first funnel that we had reported that it did touch down, but there was no indication of damage of any great extent. You have another report there, Dick?
Here's one that reports a funnel just starting to form 11 miles from Stillwater, south-southeast, towards Stillwater on or Hudson, Wisconsin. Let me see if I can make it out again now. They say this is 11 miles south-southeast of Stillwater, in the vicinity of perhaps Hudson, Wisconsin, the funnel just starting to form. Received a moment ago. That's an unconfirmed report from the public. But we do know that that's in the vicinity of the severe storm cell. It seems to be billowing as it moves across the northern sections of the Twin Cities and now actually getting away from the Twin Cities suburbs towards Stillwater, Hudson, and moving across into Wisconsin. We're still trying to confirm some earlier reports of possible funnel clouds forming back west behind this severe system, but as yet no authenticated reports.
All right, we have Bob West on the line now calling from a damaged house. Bob, go ahead.
I'm the residence of Lauren Johnson, who lives at 4917 78th Avenue in Brooklyn Park. Mr. Johnson's home was damaged, and this particular tornado, funnel cloud, seemed to come down, and different than last year's, seemed to skip. It didn't end or go through a complete area. It hit one house, Mr. Johnson's. It hit his next-door house, and then it went down to Noble Avenue. Just a minute.
Apparently, we have no tornadoes that have cut swaths like they did on May 6th of last year.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Johnson?
Yeah.
Can you give us a little more information about what the tornado did?
Well, about 5 minutes previous to before it hit, I seen a slight funnel leaving.
Yeah, Bob West here.
And then I heard on the news that in 5 minutes it would hit the Twin Cities, so I figured it was over. And then all of a sudden, my boys came and said, the tornado's coming. So they run the basement. I grabbed my wife, and we run the basement. And we no sooner got there, and it hit. And it tore off my garage roof and the living room roof.
Well, we certainly sympathize with you on that, and we appreciate your taking time for this direct report, sir, from Brooklyn Park. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Yeah, you bet.
Mr. Johnson reporting from 4917 78th Avenue in Brooklyn Park. A report just in 63rd and County Road 18. The listener said a funnel cloud over the house right now. I'm going to the basement. Goodbye. Funnel cloud reported right over the house, 63rd and County Road 18. Now, a direct report now from another listener. Would you tell us where you're calling from?
Yes, we're east of Lake Elmo, a little ways, about 2 miles east of Lake Elmo, east-southerly direction, and we can see, I can see a tornado forming here. It would be a southwesterly direction of Lake Elmo around the Oakdale Heights area.
Mm-hmm. It, The tornado itself is in the Oakdale Heights area, and is it indicating any immediate direction?
It's headed east.
It's headed east from Oakdale Heights. Is this away from you?
Yes.
So you would be able to stay on the phone with us for just a moment or so?
Right.
At any time, when any of you listeners call, if you feel that there is any danger, you're staying on the phone with us, by all means say, I've got to go now, and go.
We're getting a lot of calls from folks who may be in the path of some severe weather, wanting to know what to do with their windows. They should be left open slightly, not enough to allow too much water to come in if it rains hard, but leave them open slightly to minimize the vacuum damage that can be caused by a funnel in the vicinity. And also stay away from glass. If you are taking shelter, get away from windows. We had a report about an hour ago of some of the damage in Coon Rapids, north of Highway 242. A pair of cars tipped over going east. Now, this may have been by wind damage. That's our apparent assumption anyway. And another report now that phones are apparently out in the Circle Pines and Lexington area. We had a funnel cloud report in that vicinity earlier this evening.
We've had another call from Richfield. Again, that building up and turbulence reported. 2 miles north of Johnsville, this report that this big buildup of thunder clouds and possibly more than that. So these are consistent reports, and Richfield has had several. Now, how about you in Lake Elmo, sir? Anything further in the development of that tornado?
I know it's just getting quite black here. It's quite turbulent right now. It's intermediate rain, off and on spasmatically, and quite heavily.
How strong do you feel the winds are where you are right now?
They come and go quite heavily. Quite heavily.
I see. And any further direction? Is it moving farther to the east, do you feel, the funnel cloud itself?
To the east, right.
All right, fine. Thank you very much for that report.
That from Lake Elmo. Dick?
Well, apparently the most severe portion of that storm is now east of Lake Elmo, and that would put it between Lake Elmo and the St. Croix River. Yeah, I'd say Hudson would probably be the closest major population area in the path of any possible severe wind or tornado funnels. And I would say it's probably 10 miles across there to get into Hudson, depending upon how fast it's moving. We do have it all clear, though, for the counties of Chisago and Washington, because we can see on our map that this severe activity is south of that area.
The immediate alert now is actually just for the Wisconsin counties of Polk, St. Croix, Barron, and Dunn. Now, when I say the immediate alert, I'm relating again to this primary tornado system. There are other buildups reported, Richfield reporting very black swirling clouds, although not a specific funnel cloud report. We've had activity reported elsewhere to the west, as well as in Coon Rapids, where the first of these tornado systems, the one that we've been tracking so closely to the almost to Wisconsin's border, occurred and apparently caused some damage because of a report for volunteer help in Coon Rapids.
But at any rate, the folks in Wisconsin, especially in Polk, St. Croix, Pierce, Barron, and Dunn counties, should remain alerted for tornadoes for the next 2, perhaps 3 hours. And this storm system has reached almost to the Wisconsin border.
We've had a report from the Lake Hiawatha area in Minneapolis, in South Minneapolis. Funnel cloud reported there going easterly. South Minneapolis report, Lake Hiawatha, very dark, and a funnel cloud reported going in an easterly direction. This might match the black clouds reported in the Richfield area earlier. Lake Hiawatha being just, Richfield starts, about 20 blocks south-southwest of Lake Hiawatha. Would that be right?
Yes, it's near the golf course there between Lake Nokomis and Lake Hiawatha.
There again, that east-northeast direction pattern would fit that particular system that we had several reports in the past 10, 15 minutes from Richfield.
It would put it in the vicinity of Minnehaha Park, or approaching Minnehaha Park and approaching the Mississippi River in that vicinity. So I'd say southeast Minneapolis, basically, and then perhaps that corner of St. Paul that stretches down even with southeast Minneapolis. But this is a sighting from the public, and we've are not sure whether it's an actual funnel or just a heavy, swirling, black thundercloud. There's also a pretty good line squall stretched through this major system that moved north of the Twin Cities, and that was very clear to me as we drove across the south part of the Twin Cities, stretching all the way through. Probably a lot of wind there. And the funnel clouds were not visible to me from South Minneapolis because it was too far north of the Twin Cities. The overall system, though, was easily visible and easily trackable. It's very, very tall, very mushroomy, and it has a tendency to balloon as it moves. It's deep inside of these systems where the funnels form, generally, and where they do their damage.
We have a report of an actual sighting now from Spring Valley, is it?
No, it's from Brooklyn Park.
Brooklyn Park, I see.
It looks like that same one that they spotted over there on County Road 18 63rd. It looks like it's going in a easterly direction, and the neighbor that's at the window says the funnel cloud is coming right down out of the middle of the cloud.
Any actual touching down of that funnel cloud, sir?
Just a minute. I'll ask him.
Yeah, can you see whether it's touching down or not?
You can't tell whether it's touching down or not.
All right, fine. Thank you for that report from Brooklyn Park.
Okay.
Here again, the primary system of tornadoes has now caused the alert for the counties in Wisconsin of Polk, St. Croix, Barron, and Dunn. I would guess that Hudson, Wisconsin, would be the next town of size in the line of this first tornado system. I'll keep referring back to it as the primary or first. There's plenty of other activity on, but this is the one that has been tracked most consistently.
We do have reports, Ray, as a matter of fact, from the Stillwater area of funnel sightings. Two reported just about 5 minutes ago. And now a report from the area of the Mendota Bridge, the sighting of a funnel over southeastern Minneapolis, the area of the Mendota Bridge.
This,
well,
again,
that one begins
could be that one that was reported over Lake Hiawatha
shape, before. So we've got three different reports now in that vicinity, southeast Minneapolis and towards St. Paul there. There's watching. The only call for civil defense units and auxiliary police to report came from Coon Rapids. Coon Rapids police asked for civil defense units and auxiliary police to report to the police station only in Coon Rapids.
The Weather Bureau has just repeated it's all clear. Now, the Weather Bureau says all clear for the Twin Cities area. Now, we have had indication of definite dark turbulence over the southern part of Minneapolis, Lake Hiawatha, then on over to the Mendota Bridge. But that would be passing not too far from the Weather Bureau itself. And the Weather Bureau now says all clear for the Twin Cities area and for the counties of Chisago and Washington, which we gave you earlier. It says the tornadoes cited earlier are moving into Wisconsin. And it gives the counties we gave you before with the addition of Pierce County. So five Wisconsin counties on the alert for tornadoes for the next Polk, St. Croix, Pierce, Barron, and Dunn counties.
Ray, we just dispatched one of our newsboys to our hotline to the Weather Bureau to tell them about our three different public sightings in southeast Minneapolis. This may or may not be true, but we've got to let them know what we know so we can compare information.
Fine. Now we have another listener calling in. Where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Crystal Airport.
From Crystal Airport, and what is your report?
Well, I took off and flew behind these things, and everything actually from about Coon Rapids to the west side of Lake Minnetonka is clear at the present time, and there's only a few fractal Q and small clouds. There is no cumulonimbus buildups other than on a line from what would be west of Fridley, almost actually to the Wisconsin border, and then running over to about Lake Minnetonka and moving at about 110 degrees. Uh-huh. The one that touched down in Maple Grove picked up, and it took the Maple Grove Village Hall and another house, and then picked up over Barton's gravel pit and came down just north of Crystal Airport, and then raised up again and is proceeding. Well, generally it should come pass through the Stillwater, south of Stillwater in the Hudson area.
When did you land, sir?
Oh, I suppose I landed about 20 minutes ago after it completely passed the northwest area of Minneapolis.
Could you see any activity in southeast Minneapolis from where you were there?
Well, we could see some stuff hanging down. I was talking to Crystal Tower about it, but you couldn't tell definitely what was coming out of it. You could see some northwest or northeast, but there's some pretty good buildups. In fact, we can see the backs of some pretty good buildups south there of some good Q buildups, but I would just suspect that the heaviest portion that you've got is right about passed directly through the main part of Minneapolis and on through.
I see. Well, now, just as we talked to you about this, the Weather Bureau, now that I stop and think about it, is located right about down in there towards Fort Snelling.
Yes, I mentioned that.
And the Weather Bureau says they can see nothing. And so apparently we've got some false reports in southeast Minneapolis, and the Weather Bureau says the Twin Cities warning is now lifted, and we'll go with that.
Yeah, very. I'm sure that everything has passed to the Twin Cities from what we can see on the northwest and from what we could see flying.
Very good, sir.
I have one more question before we let you go. We have had an indication from Coon Rapids that they needed quite a bit of emergency help, which would speculate as to whether there was any damage. Now, were you able to see from the air whether there was any damage in Coon Rapids?
Although there were two funnels the one that would have passed south of Coon Rapids, but there was one in the Coon Rapids area, but this was about almost an hour ago, and that one was coming down and rising up also like this one that touched down out through Maple Grove here.
Fine. I'm going to cut you off, sir, because we have the Stillwater Police on another line. Your report has been most valuable. We don't often get them from the air on a tornado. Thank you, sir.
All righty.
Now, we have a representative of the Stillwater Police. Would you go right ahead, sir?
Well, this is the Washington County Sheriff's Office.
Yes,
I see.
We've got quite blue sky here to the west and the northwest. The last report that we had was the sighting of a funnel about 4 miles south of the Lake Elmo Airport, traveling in a southeasterly direction. But as far as our territory right here, there's been no damage. There's was just a little sprinkling of rain, but right now the sky is practically clear.
Well, thank you very much. That's an encouraging report from the Washington County Sheriff's Office. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, bye.
We'll check with Hudson next, which is south of there, and that would put his report more in their direction.
Chuck Lilligren just talked to...
I talked to the Anoka County Sheriff just now, Ray. He said they're doing pretty well. The reports of any damage in Coon Rapids, pardon me, would just be some trees on Main Street in Coon Rapids, a few trees so far. That's all they've heard of, and he said they haven't had any reports of any injuries or any more damage than that in Coon Rapids or in Anoka.
It's the kind of thing you keep waiting for serious damage to be reported. We had one report from a house that had been damaged. The roof had been taken off. We've had a report of four columns knocked down at the front of a house. Bob West gave you that report from a damaged house in Brooklyn Park, Mr. Johnson's home there. But as yet, still no major damage reported and no injuries reported as yet, Dick.
It sounds so far like the major damage was in the vicinity of Maple Grove, and we're expecting a report from there very shortly, and I don't know whether this is it or not coming in now. Apparently not.
We did have a report earlier indicating that the village hall in Maple Grove and two other buildings had been damaged. It did not at that time indicate that the damage was severe, but that it had very definitely been damage of some sorts to those three buildings, one of them the village hall in Maple Grove. And, of course, our pilot very much confirmed that information.
Very good. The overall wind now is just 6 miles an hour from the west-northwest. We have a new temperature reading, 77 degrees, with light rain showers around the Twin City area. And, of course, the severe stuff now moving out of the Twin Cities area, perhaps towards Hudson, Wisconsin. We're trying to check a little closer along that line. Once again, a repeat on the warning for those folks in Wisconsin. This system that moved right along the edge of the Twin Cities on the north side is headed towards Wisconsin. And the counties of Polk, St. Croix, Pierce, Barron, and Dunn, all in Wisconsin, should be on the alert for tornadic activities for the next 2 hours.
And again, that report from the Washington County Sheriff's Office may well have indicated that that tornado system has now moved into Wisconsin, is no longer approaching the St. Croix, but has gone on into Wisconsin. I'm going to pause just long enough to give the line score on the Twins-Cleveland game. I'm sure even with all the tornado action that we have had, the Twins fans are interested in knowing that the Twins won the ball game. The Twins, 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Cleveland, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. The winning pitcher, Jim Merritt, his first win of the year against 6 defeats. Pete Cimino pitched 3 scoreless innings in relief to save the ballgame. And the loser was Kelly, with Raddatz finishing up. The Twins scoring 2 runs in the 7th inning, coming from behind to win the ballgame. It's 2 minutes before 10 o'clock, and we've been giving you constant tracking reports and have had invaluable help from listeners all over CCO land. This is Studios Minneapolis St. Paul at 830 WCCO, and Dick, I suppose we're getting veterans in our listeners now because they've had a pretty good baptism of fire from last year when you and Charlie presided so well. But I'm amazed at the accuracy of these reports. You just draw lines based on these reports, and the lines all mesh together, and you get a very definite picture on the maps that we have here in front of us.
It works out. I think it's probably a civic responsibility that makes people do this right. It's easy to make a mistake, of course, but we don't get any kooks, let's face it. They do a good job. Although we've got troubles now because we can't get any phone calls through to the north and west of the Twin Cities. All the circuits are busy in that direction.
Dick,
I can understand
why. Excuse me, we have a report from the Coon Rapids Police. The reason for that emergency call was a precautionary measure only. Mm-hmm. They are not reporting any drastic damage in the area. This was a precaution only.
So the main thing we've had reported from Coon Rapids has been trees down, and I imagine that that kind of report will be repeated over and over again tonight. That was last night. Even just in the heavy thunderstorm areas, there were trees down through much of CCO land.
It looks like we got off lucky tonight. If there were, in fact, that many funnels, frequently, you know, listeners looking from different directions will report funnels which are actually the same one. And it'll sound like perhaps 3 or 4, and then Yes, Ray, go ahead.
We have Stan Couch of the St. Croix County Sheriff's Office on the air. Stan, go right ahead, please.
Stan? He's checking with his car. Let's wait till he gets through. He's got people out on the road.
Yeah, and I can hear him in the background, actually.
As soon as he's through, we can probably talk with him.
All right, fine. I heard him mention CCO and listening.
They've got
the
a fine situation there, sitting on the bluff. They can run up and take a good look, and that's what he's having his car do right now, I think.
Mm-hmm. Stan, are you there yet?
Yes, I am.
Fine. We're all set for your report. If you'll go ahead, please. We have you on the air.
Well, our local car just called in, and he's on the Burkmost Park here. It's a bluff in Hudson, and it's all clear. The storm, the main part of the storm, has moved south. Has moved south of us. So Hudson is all clear here now.
Now, as you say, moving south, is that south of you and moving in an easterly direction as the storm has been going, or is it actually heading south from you, Stan?
Kind of southeast. Southeasterly direction.
Did you say maybe towards perhaps Prescott or somewhere down in there?
Well, it'd be towards River Falls, Ellsworth, Old Maiden Rock, I suppose, down that direction.
I see.
Spring Valley, that area.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that figures in. That helps us a great deal. And we now know that it missed both Stillwater and Hudson and apparently swung south from you.
Right.
Very good, sir. Thank you. And thank the man up there on the bluff in the car, will you?
Sure will.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Bye.
That was Stan Couch of the St. Croix County Sheriff's Office. Our CCO News has just checked with the Dunn County Sheriff's Office at Menominee, Wisconsin. And that southeasterly direction would take in Menominee, too. The report there, cloudy skies, some thunder, no rain or heavy wind. So nothing has hit there yet. But it would appear that that would be the next area affected if this is going to take violent form.
We did have a call from a resident in Washington County about 10 miles east of St. Paul, who estimates that the storm system is headed toward Prescott and not toward Hudson. Now, they're talking about the overall storm, that big storm cell, and whether there are any funnels left in it or not is something that only can be determined by the naked eye when you're up close and can give us a call.
We are expecting a call from Governor Rovog from Los Angeles, Dick, and this may be it right now. I saw the light just flash.
Yes. Oh, are you the one that has a report from Maple Grove?
We're also waiting for a damage report from Grove here.
This is the damage report from Maple Grove. Would you go right ahead with that report, please?
Yes, sir. The funnel struck down next to the village hall, tearing the roof off of a house next to the village hall, doing some damage to the hall. And to the two houses across the street, damage was done, but no report of any injuries.
Well, that's the most important thing, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And the damage was not, it's not to the extent that the house would be completely demolished. It's just like a roof or bad enough, but not the complete demolition that the tornadoes of over a year ago caused.
That's right, sir.
Well, good. That's very complete. Thank you very much.
Yes, you're welcome, sir.
You know, a little more than a year ago, we sat here appalled at what we heard on these various reports, and for the first time in my memory, I sit here and report storm damage with a little bit of levity, because it's kind of nice to know that these things can skip around without doing much damage.
I think
and apparently that's what's happening tonight.
The last funnel cloud sightings we've had have been those Lake Elmo series.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, it has been report of storms, but not funnel clouds, as this system has moved into Wisconsin past the Hudson-Stillwater area and southeast from there. Now, here is a pinpoint of storm cells at the present time from the Weather Bureau Airport Station in the Twin Cities. The thunderstorm cells capable of containing tornado activity are located in the following points. One over River Falls, west of Ridgeland, Wisconsin. One over River Falls, west of Ridgeland, Wisconsin, and northeast of Rice Lake, Wisconsin. There are no identifiable tornadoes at the present time, but tornadoes are possible in any of the above cells. The present movement is generally from west to east. Those cells are at River Falls, west of Ridgeland, Wisconsin, and northeast of Rice Lake, Wisconsin.
Governor
Rovog on the line from Los Angeles. Governor, we have a busy evening in Minnesota and Wisconsin tonight.
Well, I'm sure you have from the reports I've gotten here in Los Angeles. And I haven't gotten any full report of what the extent of the damage might be, but I just wanted to reassure them that everybody back home, that the Civil Defense has contacted me, that everything seems to be in good hands. We've talked to the National Guard, and everybody's standing by, ready for full-time action and full-time duty if the case requires it.
That governor's office is never really away from home, is it?
Yeah, it's so, close as the nearest telephone.
That's right. Well, I think it might be in keeping for our listeners, too, Governor, if we bring you up to date on a review of what has happened. This primary storm system started in the Brooklyn Park Coon Rapids area with funnel clouds dipping up and down and knocking trees down, causing some damage in Maple Grove to the village hall and three houses in that immediate area, but not extensive damage, and then continued across the northern stretches of the Twin Cities, passing over Fridley, Quickly, New Brighton, Moundsview, and then Lake Elmo reported several funnel clouds. Since that time, we have had no funnel cloud sightings. The storm systems then dipped south of the Hudson-Stillwater area and are now in Wisconsin with the potential tornado cells over River Falls near Ridgeland, Wisconsin, and northeast of Rice Lake, Wisconsin. But you will be glad to know, Governor, that the damage thus far has been light, and we have had no reports at all of any injuries. And that's a capsule description of what we have so far, and we're hopeful that the primary tornado system is rapidly coming to an end in Wisconsin. A lot of black clouds still around, but none cited as tornadoes since that first system went through.
Well, I've also been in touch with Governor Warren Knowles of Wisconsin and his staff, and they're in the process now of contacting their civil defense, all the warning systems and the alert systems in Wisconsin, and I'm sure that you can report to everybody in both Minnesota and Wisconsin in the areas of this violent and turbulent weather that as far as the state governments are concerned, that they'll be prepared for any emergency. We certainly can't stop the weather, but we can work, as we have learned in the past, with efficiency and maximum efficiency in these cases. And I just trust and pray that Minnesotans are going to weather this storm as they have in the past.
Very good, Governor. I hope you have clear weather when you come home.
Yes, sir.
All right. By the way, the Twins won tonight.
The Twins won. That's good news.
All right, fine. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Reassuring words from Governor Karl Rovog attending the governor's conference in Los Angeles. One more report on Maple Grove. The council meeting was in progress at Maple Grove Village Hall tonight, but there were no injuries. The councilman apparently took cover in the basement, so that's good news, too. The roof went off, but the councilman picked the right place to go. Anything more on Maple Grove,
Chuck? I just talked to a lady who actually lives in Corcoran, but just came from Maple Grove. She's in Osseo now. He said that there's a remodeled schoolhouse next to the village hall, and the roof there went, apparently. It was remodeled into a living quarters. And two houses across from the town hall have broken windows. And as far as she knows, there was a little girl who was slightly injured by glass, was slightly cut by glass, but nothing serious, apparently. She said, although Corcoran had no rain, which is only 2 or 3 miles from there, Maple Grove had hail, heavy winds, there are big trees down, and she did say that there's no electricity there.
Fine. That would verify a report we had on the air on the damage to the three adjacent homes and the village hall in Maple Grove. Dick?
We have a report that from River Falls that the storm has moved from Hudson to River Falls with heavy rain and wind, and one funnel was sighted in the air. But that's what the Weather Bureau says now. The only storm clouds, according to their estimates and their radar, capable of producing funnels are now in that broad area of western Wisconsin between roughly River Falls and Rice Lake on the north and Ridgeland, which is between those two communities. That would be the center tier of counties there in western Wisconsin. By the way, the Anoka City Police Department reports only minor damage in Anoka from what apparently were heavy winds. In the east side of the city, some trees are reported down and blocking some streets, and several outbuildings were damaged on the eastern section of Anoka. But now the Anoka City Police Department has asked sightseers to stay home because cleanup work is being hampered. Nothing but trees down, and the sightseers are asked to stay out of the area, and that's from the Anoka City Police Department.
That's the inevitable follow-up to any of these.
I can remember a few people who ran into trouble a few months ago when they went out sightseeing a little too quick and were caught with more storms coming in right behind them, and that could happen, although we have no indication that it is happening tonight.
Dick, we have an actual report on damage in Anoka right here. Would you go ahead, please?
Well, I was over by the Anoka swimming pool, and we saw a tornado come right over our place. and I went over by Monroe and 9th Avenue in Anoka, and I took half of a garage roof off and threw it across the road, landed in this other guy's yard over by his house. There's a whole bunch of trees down, and then there was another tornado that didn't touch the ground, but was going over across the field, heading toward Coon Rapids. And there was another one that was heading toward Coon Rapids too, but it faded out too.
Here again, you're referring to these of some time ago now.
Yes.
Fine. Thank you for that report on damage from Anoka. Here again, we will have many reports of trees being down, and I imagine that there will be those roofs lifted off. This was not a minor storm system by any means, but thus far we can be grateful indeed that the damage has been as light as all reports indicate that it has been. I would think, Dick, and I don't want to...